In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. That's what the fellow cried out. The man who was reclining at table with Jesus, hearing him preach and teach, and sharing the meal together with him. He was so focused on the future that he was in danger of missing the present. The fellow was thinking of how wonderful heaven must be. You can almost hear the wistfulness in his words. Jesus' reply is rather shocking. He basically says, "You think so? Most people don't. And here's the proof. Because what you're thinking of in the sweet by and by is exactly what I am offering in the sweet here and now. Feasting with me is heaven. Communing with me is life. But would you look at what happens?" And so the parable. A great banquet. A banquet first announced that would be by the prophets, as we also heard in today's first reading from Proverbs. A banquet first announced and then prepared. A banquet to which people are invited without having to bring a single thing. Not even a side dish to pass. All supplied in full. All gift. Come, for everything is now ready. Which is just the same thing as saying, you want heaven? What about I give you a bit of heaven right here and right now? And what response does this invitation receive? I have bought a field and must go inspect it. I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Please have me excused. The gift of heaven itself offered to the citizens of the earth, and they are so preoccupied with the business and pleasures of this age that they simply have no time for the joys of the age to come. And even worse, by preferring the pleasures and occupations of this life, they show that they have no real desire for heaven after all. That is what actually stands behind the excuses. We've got more important things to do in our lives right now, God, than to eat bread with you in your kingdom. Farming, boating, golfing, sleeping in, reading the newspaper, picnicking, camping, partying with your friends, you name it. But it all comes down to this. Your offer isn't as appetizing to us as the fun of this world. And so we give our hearts to the things temporal that we are bound to lose and neglect to our unspeakable hurt the things eternal. The banquet is a gift, dear friends, first, foremost, and always. Gifts are offered, not coerced. God offers them in freedom without compulsion, and we can reject them in freedom without compulsion. Heaven is a gift, even heaven here on this earth. Our God will never force a person to receive it. But here's the danger. The invitation does not ring out over any one person's life indefinitely. There comes a time when the invitation moves on to others. And so, in the parable, it moved on to the poor, the crippled, the blind and lame, the people of the highways and hedges. They filled the banquet hall that others had spurned. They gratefully attended to the heavenly feast that our Father prepares for His children on earth. And all who heed the invite find a welcome that astonishes and a feast more lavish than anything they could ever imagine, desire, or certainly deserve. And so the story has gone on through these many centuries. Our God keeps setting up His banqueting table among us, and He summons us and any who will leave behind the preoccupations of this life, who will lay aside all earthly cares to come and feast with Him, to listen to Him as He reveals in His Word the joys He has prepared for those who love Him, and then to receive the food that He has readied for them, the unimaginable feast of His Son's body and blood. Yes, the very sacrifice by which atonement was won for all people on the cross becomes the sacrament by which atonement is applied to all people who come and receive. The body that was broken for the remission of sins upon Golgotha is the body that He reaches to you at this table. The blood that blotted out the sin of the world is the blood that He wants to pour into you from His chalice. And why? So that you may have communion with your Savior. So that you may live in Him and He may live in you. Your sins forgiven, your death destroyed. This is the meaning of life itself. This is the banquet, which is holy gift and which the Heavenly Father has set for you, so that you may already here and now, by faith, partake of the life that He has prepared for you in eternity. But what will you answer Him? Wisdom, who is Christ Himself, invites, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the ways of insight." There is no insight greater than that the Blessed Trinity has so created and redeemed you so that you might live in communion with Him, dear friends. You are the objects of such great love. By this we know love, St. John says, that He laid down His life for us. And where else do you taste that love but at His banquet, His divine service, where the table of the Word and the table of the Supper overflow with gifts of life for each one of you, His beloved children? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to eat bread in the kingdom of God? Do you want to recline at table with saints and angels and feast forever in the joy of God's presence? Do you want to hear the hymn of praise that never ceases? Do you want to be with your loved ones who have died in the faith and passed beyond this veil of tears? You don't have to wait. He reaches you the gift here and now, and He reaches it to you every week. And the more you experience what He offers here, the more you will realize that there is nothing on earth that could ever satisfy you like this. For here, dear friends, is the love, the peace, the joy for which you ache. Here is total acceptance, pardon, and love. Here is the family of God gathered as one around the Savior. Some few seen and multitudes upon multitudes unseen. Not in the sweet by and by, but all here and all now, waiting for you. Come, for everything is now ready. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.